Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing with a friend, tagging if you're listening on social media. I appreciate all of the support that you guys have given us. It just means the world to me. We are part of the Cross Politic Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, give a membership to somebody. They got some awesome little cards that you can send in the mail telling them that you gave them a membership. What a way to bless not only us, but other people, your friends and family. So think about that, pray about that. Really appreciate that. Appreciate all of your prayers and your support for this network as we grow it to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matthowtobuildatent.com. I had a really awesome question about how did we see the future for technology and innovation in, with buildings, which is really cool to think about. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but what it's going to be like in 20 years to what's it going to be like in your office? What's it going to be like in your home with automation, with technology? I ended up writing like a huge response. I'm sure he wasn't prepared for that. It was just too much for him. So for you who you are, you know who you are. I apologize for like the fire hose response. Today, I want to talk about a great opportunity for us in America because there is a place shooting itself in the foot, and they have a goal, a policy that they are putting in place. They just announced in the last week or so that is good for us because it is going to make us more competitive and that area less competitive. So I want to talk about that. Before we get into that, I want to talk to you about Brick House Nutrition. It is a great company that has energy supplements, bodybuilding supplements. It has a product called Field of Greens, and this is ground up real fruits and real vegetables. It's got a lot of awesome stuff in it. It says full serving of vegetables, full serving of fruit, antioxidant, and it boosts your immunity. And I could just tell you, and my wife corrected me, I've been saying the last couple episodes that I've been taking this for 5-6 months. I think I've been taking this for over a year now, and I just feel great taking it. I still have not gotten sick, don't need that flu shot anymore, and I'm getting a full serving of fruit and vegetables in every scoop. I put it in my smoothies, in my green tea, not in the coffee. As we've talked about before, that does not taste good. It has like a cherry citrusy flavor to it, so mixing it with drinks that taste like that are really good. I tried those Bi drinks, which always makes me think of Justin Timberlake, probably because he advertised for it and I get that stupid song stuck in my head. But even blending it with a drink like that, Gatorade, pretty good. So check out Field of Greens. If you put in the code HTBT on the promo code when you go to brickhousenutrition.com, you will get 10% off. You can subscribe so you don't have to think about it anymore like we do. We subscribe for every 2 weeks and we get a new batch of this stuff. So my wife and I both use it. We love it. Or you could just try it out once and see how you feel after just taking it for 30 servings and what it feels like to actually get a serving of fruit and vegetables every day consistently for 30 days. It's great, great to take it on the run. All right, so it was just announced that the EU, the awesome pro-business, no, I'm just kidding, the EU has decided to be the first climate neutral economy in 2050. And what they said was they announced a plan to achieve zero emissions within 30 years. Zero emissions within the first 30 years. Now, obviously, we've talked about before socialism, and I've gone on my rants, and I lose my mind. And this is no doubt a vehicle of the left to gain more control, just like the bleeding heart socialist cries for taking care of the sick, taking care of the poor, taking care of housing prices, all that stuff. This is another angle of attack to take away their freedom. This case, it is in the European Union. And I want to talk about this for a few reasons. One, it's going to make us as Americans more competitive. We are going to have more advantages because of what it entails to get to zero emissions, quote unquote, if they ever get to it, which I doubt. It's like striving for perfection. They'll never attain it, but they'll keep trying, except it's not perfection at all. So don't misconstrue what I was saying there. And so it's going to give us advantages. And also, it's a warning for us in America because how Europe goes, so do we. if you noticed how immigration has completely ravaged. It has desolated. It has been completely changing Europe forever from the Middle East immigration. And what do we see here in the United States? The same game plan happening. Immigration is completely changing our culture. It's taking over. So Europe is an indicator, a signal for us in America to take notice and to be warned. All right. So how do you, as a country, in this case, European Union, which I don't know, you know this, the reason the European Union was formed was to imitate the United States. So just as we have a collective of states under the federal government of the United States, they have the different countries acting as states, and then they have the EU kind of acting as the federal government, and they were doing that in response to how efficient and how great we work with interstate commerce between the states. So that was kind of the idea of the European Union. And of course, the European Union is completely left-wing, even for Europe, which is has a tendency to be left, has a lot more social policies, obviously. So how do countries, how does the European Union enforce and change and make people have an economy that is zero emissions? Well, it's regulations, restrictions, taxes, which are all things that hurt the growth. It takes away wealth from the individual countries that are under the EU. It makes them less competitive, especially when you are competing with other countries that don't have as many restrictions. So as long as the United States has people in power, we continue voting wisely for people that aren't using climate change, aren't pushing for socialist policies that are gonna put the same restrictions on us, we will have a significant advantage to start selling to the European Union. Our dollar is going to most likely increase because their currency is probably going to take a dive because of the economy down there. And their businesses are going to be less competitive. They're going to be harder and harder to do business in these countries. And it's going to start driving businesses to places like, hopefully, the United States. If we continue to have pro-growth policies and pro-growth tax policy, the fiscal policy. So this is a great opportunity for us, while they are pushing towards these regulations, for us to not only take advantage of businesses coming over here, but start thinking about trading and starting selling products over to the EU, when it's going to be harder for them to produce products there because of their restrictions and the regulations and all those things. There is going to be opportunity for us to export products to the European Union. So that is really exciting. And another part of this news update that they were sending out is the idea that they want to, they call it socially fair, quote unquote. There's a quote that says, the commission added, the strategy was designed to be socially fair by strengthening the economy and creating jobs, which is funny because that's the opposite of what it's going to do. And then they go on to talk about in the release about how they want to bring all the countries along with them. And that is code word for more redistribution of wealth. I have no idea why Germany is going along with this, the most efficient or the biggest economy in Europe, because they are basically just taking the resources by needing loans, by the policies that they're enacting, and Germany is basically having to float the whole EU, and it is going to continue to, again, to get policies and make policies that are the same thing that happens in the United States with the redistribution of wealth, with the progressive income tax, with the expanded social policies, with the healthcare, Obamacare. Those are going to be things that they are going to continue. They have obviously socialized medicine, single payer, but it's going to be interesting to see the more the regulations, the more policies, the more government control that they are going to enact to bring all these other countries along and create these green jobs. So look for the great opportunity to start exporting products to Europe. I don't know if you have thought about that or have a business where you've already been selling traveling to Europe, I would start planning and looking into these policies to see if there's going to be opportunities to grow your market share in these countries. And then also with Brexit happening, we'll see how that goes. As of the recording this, I know that they've been in negotiations and there's a bit of push back and forth on how that is exactly is going to work and how the United Kingdom is going to deal with that, because there's some parts of those countries, I think Ireland or Scotland, they want to stay on their own. So that's going to be really interesting. There's going to be great opportunity there. And also, it's a warning for us here in America to not go the way of Europe. Europe is a disaster right now. It is being overrun by immigration. It's being heavily regulated. Like we said before, there's a great line by Dennis Prager that socialism spends the wealth capitalism creates, and they are more looking to more and more remove the capitalist system in their countries in the name of social justice, in the name of climate change, and they are strangling the productivity, the wealth of their nations, and it's just being overrun with the left-wing ideology. So be aware, be vigilant, make sure that you are engaging with your local politics, make sure that these policies aren't happening at a local level, make sure that you are vocalizing your opinions to your senators so that we take heed of this warning and do not go the way of Europe. We need to push and be as active and as much an activist as the left is for socialism, for communism, for redistribution of wealth, for government control, as we are for, and we need to be that way with freedom. We need to be advocately pursuing freedom, because that is going to make us more prosperous and more wealthy. All right, so don't let us go the way of Europe. Be engaged, be active, and look for the opportunities while these other countries are putting in those regulations for you to be able to export your products and grow market share in those countries. So I hope that helps. You can email me with any questions, comments about that, or any other topics you would like me to discuss in the new year. We are almost done. Don't forget to make sure that you have dropped yourself to a low enough bracket by getting enough write-offs. This is the time to start donating more to the church to drop brackets. Talk to a financial advisor about that. Figure out where you are going to be taxed now while you can do something about it. Don't wait until the new year when there's nothing you can do. So that's a consideration to do while you're doing all that Christmas shopping. And with that, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.